This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. LSD is one of the most potent hallucinogenic drugs. It's active at just around 100 micrograms, a minuscule amount. That fact has fascinated pharmacologists for decades. Namely, how can it have such long-lasting effects, 12 hours or more, at such tiny doses? To find out, researchers legally obtained LSD, and they built copies of the receptors it binds to in the brain, serotonin receptors. They mixed the LSD and the receptors together and crystallized the result. They then imaged the structure using X-ray crystallography. And they found that when LSD linked up with the serotonin receptor, a sort of lid formed over it, almost like the drug went in there and then pulled the door shut behind it.
You know, you could think of the top part of LSD as like a hand holding on to the latch and pulling it down.
Brian Roth, a pharmacologist at the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill, who was involved in the research.
This explains basically why LSD is so potent, why such a small amount of it is active, and secondly, why it lasts for such a long period of time. Because basically, once it gets in there, it takes hours to basically come off the receptor.
The study is in the journal Cell. The result may also explain why microdosing, taking even smaller amounts of LSD at sub-psychedelic levels, might work as a mood enhancer, as some users have reported.
It's clear from the data that we have that these small doses can engage these receptors. And of course, we know that the receptors that LSD interacts with, they're the same receptors that are thought to be involved in antidepressant drug action.
Roth does not advocate trying it out, but he says the discovery of this lid might someday lead to the development of novel antidepressants, ones with long-lasting effects at just the tiniest of doses. Thanks for listening. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.